chiudo gli occhi e penso a lei. Il profumo dolce della pelle sua è una voce dentro che mi sta portando dove nasce il sole. Sole sono le parole, ma se vanno scritte tutto può cambiare.
All right, buongiorno everybody, this is 9 a.m. in the West Coast, it's 12 noon in the East Coast, it is 7 p.m. in Jerusalem. Today is June 24th, 2015. This is Orly Benny Davis, and this is the Impossible Truth, the Italian way. You know, we decided to have a one day a week in the week to have music in Italian because, as the Beatles used to say, there is not enough love to go around, and it's about time that we start teaching the world what love is really is. And and the Italian, the people, are the champion of it, the champion of love, the champion of classical music, the champion of art and devotion. I think Italy is one of the most outstanding culture that the world has to offer, and we should learn much more about it. You know, as we look at the world today and the news are rolling from all over the places, we have the reports from the United Nations, and we have, you know, almost destroyed phenomenal artifact in Syria, when the world is silent and all those faces and the people are getting killed and the art of the, you know, is being forgotten. And even that Hollywood still, you know, kicking, but come on guys, we need to go back to, you know, to the art of what is really. So I give you the first one was the music about, you know, about this big love of a man to a woman. But it's not just the love of the man to a woman, it's the love of man to universe, to what exists. Because if you love animals, if you love human beings, if you love nature, if you love the coexistence of everything together, you will respect and give it the space in the universe. It's about time we start doing that. And I want to continue with some more Italian music to make you start feeling stuff that we never felt, you know, for so long. Love and kindness of the soul while the music takes us all. Let's go to the next song and let's see what a surprise. After that, we're going to work on it, all right?
Da dove è sbucato, che impressione vederlo indossato. Se ti vede tua madre lo sai, questa sera finiamo nei guai. È strano ma sei proprio tu.
All right, and we are back. That was Adriano Celentano. Intanto il tempo se ne va. The tempo is the time is going by when those children of ours are growing and the girls are becoming to be women and they are starting to dress up, and before we know it, they are flying out of the door, kissing us goodbye, and we have to worry all night to see when they come back. The summer of 2015, and we want them to have the same nostalgic, you know, fun that we used to have when we went to have ice cream and when parlors with dresses and high heels and all the kids with the motorcycles and groups. That's what Italy used to be for me. It used to be Piazza del Popolo, having ice cream with all the gangs on motorcycles and cars. You know, it was incredible because when we used to go out in Italy, you meet at Piazza del Popolo, which is a center piazza between Via del Corso and, you know, Piazza Venezia. It's at the end, it's on the hill, you know, on the, you know, the legs of the fruit hills of Villa Borghese. And all the garden upstairs were incredible because you can see all Rome from there on the top of the hill. And then you sit down and you're waiting for all the gang to get along to see where we're going. And by the time everybody arrives, it's already 3 hours. So we went to get ice cream and then we go home. That's every time the same thing, you know, until everybody gathers and decided. But it was a group thing. It was awesome. So I think that we wish all the children, all those teenagers that are starting to grow up, to have the love, to have the harmony and the romantic that we are missing from this globalized world that get us so fast. Maybe we can bring it back. Maybe they can have it. Maybe they have it, and we don't know, but I hope and we pray for them. So let's go to the next song. Let's see what that will be like. And we are back. This is Orly Benny Davis with Impossible Truth. This is BBS Radio and all Italian music because we love Italy, the Italian that we know that love us and give us so much of their luscious food, dresses, harmony, music, art. They are awesome people. And we heard Marcella, you know, that she is the Adriano Celentano wife, real wife, and she was singing, "It's not going to happen again. You're going to go and leave me until 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm going to fall asleep alone. You're not going to be there, you know, for me when I need more love." That's what he says. And he says, "No, you know, I'm going to be better. So let's get better. You know, those partner of yours, Don't leave them hanging. 3 o'clock in the morning. Come on, guys. You cannot let her sleep alone. It's not fair. She's your wife. She's your man. Stop working. It's not worth it, you know, leaving. After you grow up and you be old and you don't know even your partner because you've been missing on a job all day long. And trust me, those people there that are angry for money only, they're missing on the real thing, on life. Life is beautiful. So let's get the next song, and after we're going to munch on it and say what the Italian message is today.
Per volare sempre più distante, ma è una baracca sul fiume, per pulirmi in pace le mie piume, ma un grande letto, sai, di quelli che non si usano più, ma un giradischi rotto che funzioni.
All right, and we had Alice with Non Voglio Mica la Luna. I don't want the moon. I'm not really asking for the moon. You know, I want you just a little love, a little understanding, a little caring, a little something that you can give me. I don't want the moon. I want something that you have it. and you can do it. And there is a very, very nice poetry from Tasso, 1544 to 1595. This is an old, old, old one. Io amo solo perché. Io amo solo perché voi siete bella, perché vuol mia stella. Non che io saprei da voi dolce mio bene, altro che pena. All right, so he says, I love you because you're beautiful. It's because you're my star. And I don't know if I'm going to get only sweet from you, but it's going to be very, very painful. Yeah, it's painful. Love is painful, guys. And if you really love and if you dedicate yourself and if you think, you know, I was thinking when I arrived to America from Italy, I thought that, you know, the Americans are off. Yeah, it was easy to think that, you know, because in Italy you are alive as a human. In America you are regarded with respect. It's different. It's different character, you know, and people don't realize the cultural differences between one to another. When a woman in Italy feels like she's the moon and she's the star, in America she can be transparent, or she needs to go after, you know, it's a different role, and I don't like to get into it. I'm just saying, let the woman be a woman. Let her start fighting and standing up for her rights and everything. Let her be. She's the tiger. She can do it. She showed you she can. The only problem is that she needs to be too aggressive, which is not her. She needs to be too strong, which she doesn't like. She likes to be herself and maybe, you know, to wear that fur and, you know, not real one. I'm talking about, you know, fake, you know, little soft tissue, let's say. But I would say that we need to give women just a little break, and girls. And between girls and women, we need to find that balance that let us be. We all respect each other and we like to be honored and honor each other. That will be the key. All right, so let's get some more music and we'll see what that music will say to us as far as how much love we forgot that exists in this world.
Come cresce bene il nostro amore, non lo voglio abbandonare, questo timido germoglio. Pelle di velluto, non ti sveglio io, con il freddo della brina, penseresti ad un addio.
And we are back. It was Umberto Tozzi with Donna Amante Mia. It means woman, my lover. He's actually talking about a lover that is going to say, you know, goodbye to his real love, and he's going to come back because she's the real thing in his life. Well, it happens, and it happens in the best household, and sometimes, you know, we just have to understand that love is what we care for, and we have the talent to destroy one love very well. We take one love and we start analyzing confusion. We start doing, you know, what they didn't do, what they want, what they're going to do for us. But the truth with love is, don't touch it. Because the true love in the beginning of time, when you fall in love like crazy, when it drives you crazy, that love stays for you, with you forever. Don't think you can get rid of it. Don't think if you fall in love, you'll find another one and it's going to kick. That one is like took over your heart and it stays there. Until you don't find something bigger, stronger, happier, which most of the time takes forever to find or it doesn't exist, you'll be miserable because you'll miss that person. So when you have a love, for God's sake, don't pretend it doesn't matter. Don't pretend every second doesn't deserve a rose. Doesn't, you know, reflect on what she is for you and what he is for you. When you kindly, you know, in America they have this routine, oh, he didn't take off the trash. For God's sake, what does it mean? Is he a servant? Or she didn't do that. If you just love each other, just let them be. Of course, we want everybody to operate, but this will be for the planning stage. You know, yeah, there is a time when you negotiate right, and you say the truth, and don't pretend to be who you're not. You say, you know, I'm going to get you coffee in bed every morning, but you'll forget it. Oh, I got an appointment early. So don't say that. If you keep your true relationship, it's going to last forever. Don't promise her something she cannot have. Or, oh, I'll take you all over to visit. Then you forgot about her birthday. You never bring her even a rose. And then she says, oh, you promised me. And then it's become disappointment. Instead, be as glorious as you can and love with all your heart, because what you keep for yourself is not going to be useful tomorrow when she's gone. Because today they're gone. They're gone because their promises, they know there is better, or they forget, you know, love when you touch you. When he kills you, you're done. Doesn't matter what age it is. It could be, you know, that people fall in love when they're early 15 and they take them for all their life, oh, they make around, and then, oh my God, after 30 years they come back. Yeah, where you been all those years? I thought about you. Yeah, thank you very much. And now I'm old. Now I have so many babies. What the heck? Love is not something easy that you can fault. And you know what? The love for your mother is too. You know, you respect that one. There's a really nice poetry from the Scottish Poetry Library that brings together poems. And there is one in Italian that talks about the mother. Il sogno della madre, the dream of a mother. Se state guardando una madre che dorme in poltrona in una qualsiasi dopo pranzo invernale con un televisore temporaneamente spento e con in casa l'imperiosa pace di una raggiunta storia di famiglia. E state lì, non ve ne andate, e copritele con una scialle. Stefano De Bianchi. Sogno della madre, that's the dream of a mother. If you are looking at your mother sleeping on the couch, and whatever after lunch in the winter, with the TV off, and there is like a peace in the air, and this is the story of a family, just stay there for a minute. Don't go. Cover her with a little scarf. Stefano De Bianchi, he understood the respect to have for mother, who is tired and fall off her feet, and she is on the couch sleeping. Trust me, being a mother is not that easy. All right, guys, let's go to the next song. Let's see what that song teaches us. And this is from my collection of Italian music, and I've got plenty of it to go. All right, let's listen what we have in stack.
Mi dispiace di svegliarti. Forse un uomo non sarò, ma ad un tratto so che devo lasciarti.
All right. Chiudo gli occhi, so un istante, tanta voglia di lei, Ipu, it means I want her so bad. Ipu is one of the most incredible groups that you can even think about. It's the Beatles of Italy, but they still kicking for the last 50 years, let's say. They sing like there is no tomorrow, and what they say is, you know, I wake up near you, a stranger. I thought that I was a passionate, you know, in that night, but oh, I'm so sorry, but I need her so bad. I'm sorry of the inconvenience, but I have to go, because if she wakes up and she doesn't find me near her, oh God, the man of her love, you know, will be missing. So he's going to run. He's going to rush back home to her, where he found his love is forever. And whatever it meant to be, you know, that 5 minutes of glorious stranger are gone, and he is out of the door. So that song is a classic in Italian music, you know, box, and everybody knows about it. It's Tanta Voglia di Lei, I Want Her So Bad. So there is one translated poetry here that is really nice. It says, our moment. It's called, Sei un'ora del giorno che è più bella. You are 1 hour of the day that is most beautiful. Starts like this. Do you know a more beautiful time of the day than evening? More beautiful and less love? That hour which precedes the sacred hours of idleness, the hour when work is intense and a host of people are seen on the street, over the squared mass of houses, a shadowy moon, one you can scarcely discern in the quiet air. It is time you abandon the countryside to take joy in your dear city. From the gulf in the mountain, various aspects in its beauty unit. The hour when my life, it flow, like a river toward the sea, and my thought, the sweet thread of the crowd, the workmen atop, the slow ladder, the lad racing to leap on his rumbling cart, all seem to freeze in the act. All this motion acquired that look of immobility. It is the great hour, the hour of the best attend our time of harvesting. That's one time, you know, one moment in time that you are the most special person in your life. Isn't it great? When the last time we talked about love, you know? When was the last time we had a great love, you know, beside The Notebook, which is a great movie, you know, that's, I can say that I love that movie again and again. But really, when are we going to start talking about life? Oh, we know it all, you know, oh, we are so smart. We've been there, done that, don't want to do it anymore, right? Think again. We miss it. We need it. It's our life. It's what energy makes us all pump together. It's love of humankind. Let's listen to the next one. What do we have in stock for us? All right, mi mancherà l'immensità del nostro amore. Judge Gerben, you know, I was given to the guy that is singing in Italian, but there is something about the Italian way of singing that you can't just copy. It's not like you take the words, but you can sing American song. Come on. If I want to sing country American song, I think that I would give up before, because you can get Garth Brooks, you know, boy, you cannot have a copy, even though Josh Groban is one of the most talented poetry making, music playing. Amazing. He sings in Spanish, in Italian, in English, in French. Yes, he sings in all these things. So I give it to him. I love it, but I still love my Italian friend. Oh, my God. There is so much to say. I don't know how we started it all, but I must confess. When I arrived to Italy in 19... Okay, I'm not going to tell you when, because then you figure out how old I am. I was very young, okay? I moved to Italy with my parents, and one of the company that I found is the radio. The radio, for some reason, God gave me the direction, and I miss God, I miss from you. I'm sorry, and sometimes I'm not that. It's like in my face, but I didn't realize it. So I'm getting into the radio station, and they're giving me to have some program. Well, I try it, and I did speak enough Italian that time, because I didn't barely speak it to English, you know, because I was Israeli at the end of the day. And what happened was I started, and it means, and I stopped. Then I went to made some movie or two, you know, or whatever, you know, like some production and everything. Then I moved to America, and they changed me altogether. I went to California, and they said, no. The partner said, no, you cannot go into the movie industry. It's not, you know, it's all me or them. What do you mean? I was beautiful, handsome, you know, I got a very good portfolio with a good address from Italy. I had to give it up, and of course, probably for God has a plan, and here I am back, and I feel like I owe it to Italy to keep on finishing what I started, giving them some of my time on the radio, putting music, sending them love. So with all my love to Italy and to the best time a person can ever have in that land, which is a glorious land. I'm serious. It's amazing. I love Israel, Jerusalem, holiness. I love God. But I bless God for giving me the opportunity to grow up in Italy, to make me who I am today. So let's go to the next music. Let's see what I kept for you. I hope it's good.
Accoccolati ad ascoltare il mare, quanto tempo siamo stati senza fiatare, seguire il tuo profilo con un dito, mentre il vento accarezza.
And we are back. It's Orly Benny Davis with The Impossible Truth, the Italian way. It's something that I wanted to give Italy back, on all the love that I received from them over the years. And this was Claudio Baglioni with Et Tu. Claudio Baglioni, one of the most famous singers in Italy, is going to have a big concert of Coraggiosi Capitani in September. September 7th in the Foro Romano, in Italian, you know, in Rome's stadium is, you know, guys, it doesn't matter if you don't speak Italian, but to be in one of those incredible concerts when this guy is walking with his guitar all over the stage and Gianni Morandi is going to be by his side, this is a spectacular you cannot miss. This is, you know, the Rolling Stone is great, but they are as great as they are. They are fantastic, and we are running out of time. This is Orly Betty Davis, and we are going to conclude with Massimo Ranieri. You know, something that can take your soul a little up and higher, because the love that this guy gives is incredible. I love you all. God bless you all. We're going to wrap up with this song and more of this. I bless you all, and I wish you guys all a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday in the West Coast. Wonderful evening in Jerusalem, and may God bless us with a lot of love, happiness, and brotherhood of men. And God bless South Carolina that's removing the Confederate flag. Hey, America is doing great. God bless America. I love you all. Okay, and of course Israel. Let's not forget God of Israel and all the love we respect. This is Impossible True. It was wonderful pleasure being here. God bless you all. Take care.
E adesso andate via. Voglio restare solo con la malinconia. Volare nel suo cielo. Non chiesi mai chi eri, perché scegliesti me, me che fino a ieri credevo fossi un re.